Chair of the 83rd session of the Working Party, Mr. Martin Zibadin of Switzerland, Secretary General of UNCTAD, Ms. Rebecca Greenspan, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. The SIDS group at the outset would wish to congratulate you, Mr. Chair, on your election to preside over this 83rd session of the Working Party on the program plan and performance information, as well as the Vice Chair cum rapporteur. You can count on the support of the SIDS group to ensure that we have a productive meeting. The SIDS group aligns with the statement delivered on behalf of the Group of 77 in China. Chair, we would like to take this opportunity to thank Secretary General Greenspan for her extensive vision and elaboration of initiatives. We too commend her on her transparency and willingness to honour the member-driven nature of the work of UNCTAD. This augurs well for the implementation of the Bridgetown Covenant, and beyond this, to building a stronger, more resilient UNCTAD, which can meet the needs of its core beneficiaries. As countries that are on the front line of the climate crisis and every day live with the harsh realities of economic and environmental vulnerability, the SIDS group takes particular note of the Secretary General's intent to introduce a new development economics narrative that would fully integrate environment and climate from the development perspective, as well as the establishment of a working group on how the environment and climate change from a development perspective can be integrated throughout UNCTAD. UNCTAD has a long-standing mandate and reputation for statistics, and as the Secretary General has indicated this morning, the organization has some of the most authoritative and influential statistics indicators and data analysis in the whole UN system. One of the areas where this has been most evident for us is in the development of vulnerability indices. We are therefore pleased to hear that UNCTAD will be working towards supporting the GDP Plus efforts of the UN Secretariat, the South-South indicators, as well as the Vulnerability Index, which has been requested by small island developing states. The Bridgetown Covenant is meant to be a transformative document, which moves us from a state of inequality and vulnerability to prosperity for all. For SIDS, this means rising above our inherent vulnerabilities and becoming more resilient, including from our economic and environmental perspective. The draft program plan and performance report and the Secretary General's vision, to a great extent, identifies as priority some of the issues that are relevant to SIDS. It is appreciated that we are operating on a continuum where UNCTAD has already and continues to provide support in areas of interest to our countries. While we note the mention of specific work to be undertaken in areas of core importance to SIDS, we believe that greater efforts must be made to link these to our countries. The SIDS agenda must permeate throughout all programs across all divisions. We will work with the Secretary General and the divisions within UNCTAD in this regard. Chair, speaking on behalf of Barbados, we would wish to thank the UNCTAD Secretary General for her continued cooperation with Barbados in our capacity as President of UNCTAD 15. Some of the key areas of work that are reflected in the Bridgetown Covenant and that we keenly look forward to working on follow-up and implementation include the measurement of vulnerability, rising cost of transport and its impact on inflation and economic growth, as well as advocacy and support on matters related to climate adaptation and financing. In concluding, Chair, we wish you a fruitful meeting. I thank you.